This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Reed Coverdale.
Reed Coverdale, by the way, is the host of Naturalist Capitalist. And you can find that on Odyssey.
Yep.
Still probably on YouTube, but you don't want to
go to YouTube. You want to go to Odyssey.
You can actually find our channel there as well at video.freetalklive.com. And just in the search bar, just type in Naturalist Capitalist, and you will find Reed's channel there. You can subscribe to him. He's doing a couple shows, 2-3 shows a week.
Yep.
If you have time for it. You're pretty busy these days doing campaign appearances where you're appearing, trying to bird dog these candidates here in New Hampshire, for better or for worse. And so far they let you into one and then they banned you from another. We're just getting into that story, so we'll tell more of it here in a moment. But first, we have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
You remember last night I called you guys and gave you a heads up on that 15-0 vote?
Yeah, the CDC had voted unanimously, apparently, to mandate that schools have to require the COVID vaccination. Is that right?
Be part of your school vaccines for, kindergarten on up.
I presume that means for those schools that are accepting federal government funds, which, of course, is probably 100% of them, the government schools.
Right
that
now,
is.
That's probably true. But DeSantis, evidently, they pushed some legislation through Florida, which, if the CDC does get their way and this thing is mandated, will make it null and void in Florida. And I guess there's a few other states that have this in the works.
Mm.
But as you stated, I would assume that that means they're going to have to give up the federal purse strings.
I would presume so. And I hope that they go to, move forward with that. I mean, DeSantis is a scumbag politician just like the rest. But, every now and then a scumbag politician is right about an issue. So if they're nullifying on this issue, then good for them.
He's been bucking the pony on this whole vaccination business the whole way, the lockdown and whatnot. I mean,
no, he wasn't doing that the whole way.
Michigan.
I understand I understand that's the mythology around him, but DeSantis locked down. DeSantis was in favor of masks for a time, and then he realized that it would be more popular if he would be against the masks, so he flipped.
I think the only place he locked down was that one giant old folks village. It's like 10 miles
They locked down the whole state. There was a story early on about how the Florida Highway Patrol was literally blocking interstates.
Or just trying to keep people from other states out, trying to keep everybody out the freeway.
Blocking people from coming into Florida. I remember reporting on that. March, April, somewhere in that range of 2020.
He still wasn't nowhere near as bad as Whitmer here in Michigan.
Sure, I'm sure you can compare evils, and you can say that he was a worse or a better cancer than the other 40 cancers or whatever. I mean, that's all we're talking about here. So was your point about the CDC? You just wanted to, praise him for nullifying this?
I just wanted to say that at least somebody's trying to stand up to these clowns, So, like you say, you got to take the good where you can find it. And
there's not a whole lot.
They might all be evil, but you'll survive a cold. You won't survive the plague. There's variances of evil. Later, bud.
Thanks, Major. Appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, what do you think about this DeSantis character? I mean, to me, it's pretty disappointing seeing so many libertarians falling under his spell. People who should know better.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment that he changed his tune with the winds.
Mm-hmm. That's what politicians do, right?
Yeah, and also he wasn't. I mean, people act like he was known as the guy who pushed back throughout the lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know who he was until 2021.
Me too.
I mean,
I'm from Florida.
Yeah, there was no news about him in 2020,
mm-hmm.
which was when the lockdowns were the most prevalent. Right. It wasn't until 2021. When there was already political will to push back against all this stuff, that
then
he decided.
A star.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the stuff he's done, like when he won't send the National Guard to the State of the Union address and stuff like that, I love that type of stuff. It's just funny, and it gives the president a hard time or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he's just another opportunist. And people Absolutely. Who want him to run for president are insane. They've never looked at his congressional voting record. It's very, very bad.
Oh, is he a congressman? I didn't even know
that.
Yeah,
for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And it's awful. I mean, he's the worst of the worst.
Jeez. It doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, he worked at Gitmo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he like an executive, like,
I forget what I think
ranking officer?
I forget what his job at Gitmo was.
Jeez.
But while he's been governor, he's been like the most anti-free speech governor.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about like keeping pornography out of kindergarten or something. I mean, like, he's the most anti-BDS governor.
BDS?
BDS. So you're not allowed to boycott Israel.
Yeah,
he's the most Zionist most Zionist governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's super, super pro police.
Yeah, oh yeah, he is. He is, you know, he will. If there's a pro cop bill, he's going to sign it. It doesn't matter what it is. He's created new policing agencies. I think they created a whole new like elections police force in Florida now under him.
Yeah, I mean, and then the things that he's known for being good on, I think Kemp actually only locked his state down for like 2 weeks. Where Florida did it for like 2 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Kemp not the guy we're lauding praise on? Or, you know, Kristi Noem, who didn't lock it down at all. I don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, even the stuff that we're supposed to love him for, I don't think he's the best on it. I think he just got the most attention for it.
Yeah. He's got press, and he's good at it. Right?
Yeah.
He knows how to work it, like you were saying, with the political actions of kind of trolling, essentially, politically, the Democrats. So, yeah, it disappoints me, too, seeing anybody who's supposedly pro-liberty getting, you know, falling under this guy's spell and thinking, oh, Florida's the free state. I should move to Florida because of this one guy who's not even libertarian in the slightest. He changed his mind and he was right about this one issue.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking about here.
I wrote a Substack called DeSantis, the Rights Obama. Because I look at them as two very similar figures. You know, you had Barack Obama, who was right about one very important issue, and it's not to diminish the issue at all. It was the Iraq War, and he wanted to, you know, he was against continuing the Iraq War. That's how he ran his campaign.
He also said he was against Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, yeah, he said all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if you looked at his record before he was president, you could see that he wasn't going to be a good president, even on his junior senator voting record. You were like, whoa, this guy isn't going to be anti-war. He's not going to be pro-civil liberties.
Right.
And you have the same thing with DeSantis. You know, he was good on this one issue. But if you look at his congressional voting record or even his gubernatorial voting record or, you know, what he's done as governor.
He's an arch-statist.
Yeah. So, I mean, people falling in love with someone over one important issue is just never good.
So back to what we were talking about, which is Tulsi Gabbard, who had been noteworthy in her semi-anti-war stance, and at least anti-some wars, who has come out and left the Democratic Party, made a big deal about that, and good for her. You know, the statements she made were fine when that came to, you know, what she did. But then she goes and she appears on the same stage and starts going on a tour with this General Don Bolduc, who's a psychopathic ex-general who is basically advocating for a hot conflict with both Russia, China, and even more of the big baddies all around the planet. And we played some of the clips earlier about that. You went to an event where they approached you. Apparently, the campaign manager approached you and sat next to you for a moment and told you, hey, you can be here, but we don't want you causing a ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you weren't there for that. You just wanted to ask a question. And he promised you there would be a Q&A. I think that's where we left the story off.
Yeah, so he promised us there would be a Q&A after you know, they both spoke. And so I said, well, we don't have any intentions of speaking until then, or I didn't even say we, I just said I was just speaking for myself.
You can't speak for anyone else.
You know, and he said, okay, well, there will be a Q&A. And so Tulsi came in and spoke.
Now, is it true she was 45 minutes late?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which, having worked on her campaign, you know,
believable.
That's kind of her MO. But she spoke for about 20 minutes, and then he spoke for about 20 minutes, and
wow, that's like blissfully short for a political speech.
It is.
I mean, normally politicians just drone on forever.
Yeah, they were the most empty speeches I'd listened to in a long time. I know Tulsi's speech is pretty well, and she can give like a really concise good critical speech, but this was one of her, like, platitude.
Many words, but no real meaning.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to continue here because the Q&A, turns out that didn't happen, and so the confrontation had to happen out in the hallways, at least the way that's the footage looked. We'll talk about it coming up here, and you can share.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Number 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. We're talking about the contradiction, the glaring contradiction of Tulsi Gabbard, who says she's critical of war, especially like big, insane levels of war. And then she goes and she backs a guy for U.S. Senate named General Don Bolduc, who has just essentially been public with his beliefs about having the biggest possible war, the biggest possible conflict with Russia and China that the United States could. And so it's Ian and Reed here in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website, including our social media platform. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some of the hosts of the show on our platform that we run. It's on our server, and so therefore you have more freedom to express yourself without getting banned over at social.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's social.freetalklive.com. So, Reed, you were telling us about you and roughly a dozen libertarian activists went to this one of apparently many, a series of Tulsi slash Bolduc events here in New Hampshire. Your intention was to spread amongst the audience, and then when the time came for question and answer, simply ask a tough question. You know, I think the term for this is bird dogging, where you know, corner a candidate in a place where they have pressure on them and they feel like they have to answer a question. Of course, as we've already pointed out, you can't trust a word that comes out of these people's mouths. You know they're going to say, like, even if you do get to ask the question you want to ask, they can say whatever they want. I mean, if they lie to you, there's no punishment for them. Yeah, you can hold their feet to the flames later if they get elected and they go and they do something opposite from what they say. But they're already elected at that point. It doesn't matter if they lied to you. But still, it is interesting to get it on the record and confront somebody with their hypocrisy or whatever. So what would you have asked had you actually been chosen to ask a question at the end of the speeches from Tulsi Gabbard and this psychopathic general?
Yeah, well, I was expecting they'd both be standing up there, and so I would say I campaigned for Tulsi in 2020 because even though I had some major policy disagreements with her, she put foreign policy at the forefront and said she wanted to end these stupid, wasteful wars. So why should I vote for you, General Bolduc, because you want to wage stupid, wasteful wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a copy of his transcript that we were playing earlier of his on Fox News. And then Lewandowski saying that he should, you know, not even be considered for U.S. Senate in the future. And the Pentagon saying that his inflammatory statements were too, you know,
too
aggressive for them. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to put it right to him. Like, what am I missing here? If I'm in the wrong here and I'm missing something obvious, please tell me what it is. But I don't understand this. And then a bunch of people were going to ask this same basic questions. And the other thing we're going to ask, because Tulsi was kept out of the debates in the Democratic Party.
Okay.
They kept putting arbitrary rules to keep her from being allowed in.
Just like they're doing with Jeremy Kaufman and Carlin Borchenko here, the Libertarian candidates in New Hampshire.
Exactly. So that's what we were going to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, you know, just like you were disallowed to debate, even though you qualified, don't you think it's unfair that they're doing it to Libertarian candidates? And like you said, it doesn't matter what they say, but it would have been an interesting...
That seems like a pretty softball question anyways. Yeah, I mean,
sure.
Why wouldn't she say, yeah, that's unfair? I mean, even Bolduc has...
He's said it multiple times.
Yeah, even Bolduc apparently has gone on record saying he thinks that they should allow Jeremy to debate. Jeremy Kaufman, the Libertarian candidate,
right,
who is running against him. So if he gets any credit at all, it's for being willing to say that. But saying something isn't the same as doing something. And so Bolduc has proven that he doesn't actually mean that, because if he actually meant it, because he claims he wants to debate. Apparently, Hassan's not debating him. Is that what's going on?
She did the other day.
Okay, so they are debating. So he claims he wants to have this debate. He claims he thinks that they should allow Jeremy into it. All he had to do was say, yeah, I'm willing to debate WMUR, but you have to allow my competition in. This is not fair. If you don't allow Jeremy Kaufman in to debate me, then I will not appear on your stage. And make a public statement about that, and that would push the TV station here. There's only like one in New Hampshire, but it would push WMUR, I think, enough to where they would change their rules. And they would say, okay, well, if we don't do this, we're not going to have any debate. We want to have a debate. We want viewers, right? So, you know, if one of the main two candidates refuses to debate, then they would be able to do it. Of course, then the counter might be, oh, well, Maggie Hassan's saying she won't debate if Jeremy's in. So who knows how that would go. But it, at the very least, he would be able to say he put his money where his mouth is. He put his actions where his words were. And so just saying.
Yeah, in fact, Jeremy was one of the libertarians that went to this event. And he was removed promptly.
Wow. Before it even started?
Before it even started.
Wow.
Which he said, Jeremy didn't think that was weird. He said, nah, whatever, it's kind of expected.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you do think anyone should be allowed to debate and anyone should have a platform, it is kind of weird to remove them when they're not causing a problem.
And they removed how many?
Him and Bill Barger, who was with him.
So you said you expected them both to be on the stage together, but that didn't happen?
Well, they were. So she spoke, and then he spoke, and then she got up on the stage with him, and we all figured, okay, this is when the Q&A is going to start. And then they both waved and just said bye.
Oh, wow.
And they went off the stage and into a lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Nearby, so we all quickly gathered together, and we wanted to just, and we weren't going to do anything threatening or imposing, but we just all wanted to go up at once, be like, hey, we're anti-war, and you were, like, better than everybody else in 2020 on the war stuff, so why are you endorsing this guy?
Yeah.
Are we missing something here, you know? And as we started to enter the room, they both waved and were like, bye, and went out the back door. And so that's when Carlin started yelling.
This is Carlin Borchenko. She is the Libertarian Party New Hampshire candidate for governor. And she said she was, I think, the closest to them or something like that. So she felt like she had to get, you know, had to get something out. So what did she yell, like a question at him or something?
Yeah, she just yelled, Tulsi, why are you supporting a warmonger?
And short and sweet.
Then all these bald exporters swarmed her.
Oh, yeah.
And so the rest of us didn't start yelling, but we just figured, oh, we'll just get in on the conversation. So I actually had this guy get right in my face, and it was funny. I've got video of this. I was standing in the same spot the whole time, and he kept getting right up close to me. And then he even said, you might want to step back, buddy, like you're getting in my face. And I was like, dude, I didn't move at all.
And that's so common, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
People do that all the time.
And he was a Tulsi supporter from 2020.
You remember
and
him?
I don't know him, but he was saying anyone that Tulsi endorses has my support. And I was like, okay, what about Joe Biden? And he was like, well, and I was like, she endorsed Hillary Clinton after Bernie dropped out, and he was like, and just kind of walked off.
Why don't you just tell us, dude, that you don't think for yourself?
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the Bulbic supporters were freaking out, calling Carlin Borchenko like an imposter or something, like our plant.
Wearing a Tulsi shirt. She was a plant. So, not a plant, but in disguise, you know. A few of us were. So David Feit, who's a libertarian who also worked on her campaign, he came and he brought a bunch of shirts to help us disguise ourselves. You know, I was telling everyone, don't wear like pot leaf shirts or Gadsden flags if we're supposed to look like Republicans or Tulsi supporters.
There's more coming up here. And then you tried to go to another one of this guy's events. And we'll talk about that coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. The number is 603-283-6160. And we'll get into Putin and what he's doing with Mark.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one. President Biden touting an infrastructure bill he signed earlier this year just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the country's flawed infrastructure after collapsing into a ravine just before Biden visited the city in January. Biden also in Pennsylvania campaigning for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here talking about hypocritical politicians. Or do I repeat myself? With you tonight is Ian. And if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you are maybe entitled to compensation. There were contaminants in the drinking water during those years that may have led to those diseases, and you may be facing some deadlines on filing, so don't wait on this. Give a call to this number I'm going to give you and find out if you or a loved one are eligible. Apparently some family members are also eligible for this. 888-918-1037 is the number. 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. Again, that number is 888-918-1037. So we've been regaling you with Reed's encounters, or at least attempted encounters, with they scurried away as quickly as they possibly could when the Libertarians basically entered the hallway as Tulsi Gabbard, the supposedly anti-war former Democratic presidential candidate and a total war hawk psychopath General Don Bolduc were in a hallway after they had a speaking event where they refused to accept questions from the audience after being promised that would happen. Then they scurried away as the Libertarians came in. you ended up just having some interesting conversations with people there, and there was a brief video clip of one of the libertarians yelling at Tulsi as she was running out the door, which, of course, set off the Bolduc supporters. Pretty entertaining. But you said you didn't have enough of these people. You went again to attend one of these Bolduc events. Now, was Tulsi supposed to be at the other one that you went to up in the North Country, or was
yeah,
it
I went to two more, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So I went to one in Laconia with a friend. And
was this on a different day?
Yeah, this was the following day. And I mean, it was a meet and greet at a restaurant, and there were like 300 people there.
Wow.
And it was this tiny little restaurant, so that's I couldn't crazy. Even get inside.
Right.
And so they give their speech or whatever, and then they're doing pictures. And so my friend worked on her campaign, with me back in 2020. So we were just standing outside like 20 feet away from the picture line, and they're just taking pictures, and then my friend yells, "Hey, Tulsi!" and waves, and she sees us, and then she waves back, and then once they're done taking a picture, she runs over and gives us both a hug, and then runs back taking pictures, and the campaign manager from the day before, who had been really skeptical of me and like eyeballing me and everything, he was kind of visibly shocked by that whole
that she would pay attention to
that
you?
She knew who I was and even ran over and like gave me a hug or whatever.
But
so
it wasn't enough time to ask her a question.
It wasn't. I mean, and I also really wanted to ask Bolduc the question, you know, because he's the guy I'm trying to expose here the most, because he's the one that people are gonna be voting for. And I was planning to go to an event in Conway that night, which was advertised as a town hall, which at a town hall, you're supposed to be allowed to ask
questions. That's the whole
questions.
Point, That's to the ask whole questions, point. Yeah.
So
it's like an old New Hampshire thing that's been going on forever here.
Yeah. So at that event, I forget, it was the political director and some other guy saw me before that whole exchange with Tulsi, and they were skeptical of me again because they'd seen me the day before. And I was just walking around outside, and they came up and were like, "What? Can we help you?" I was like, no. I'm just here. And I told them, like, I worked on Tulsi's campaign 2 years ago, so I'm just here to, you know, check out what's going on. And they were very skeptical. So when that whole thing happened where she ran over and gave me a hug or whatever, they were also obviously visibly shocked. But then that night there was an event going on in Conway, so I think this was the last event she was doing with him, and I really wanted to put this, I mean, I can ask this question to him at any time, but it's perfect with her there, you know, because it's a good juxtaposition. And I'm standing outside in line waiting to go in, and so then the two guys who had seen me in Laconia, they come up to me in line and say, "Hey, can we go talk to you over there?" And I said, "Okay." So they pulled me out of line. They didn't pull me out of line. They weren't touching me, but they, you know, said, "Hey, come with us."
They didn't want anyone else to hear what they were going to say to you.
Yeah. So they said, "What are you doing here?" And I just said, "I'm here to ask a question."
You're a person who lives in New Hampshire. You were born and raised in New Hampshire. You have a podcast, so you're a media personality as well. Why shouldn't you be at a political event in New Hampshire?
So they said, are you going to cause a scene? And I said, well, I've already had two opportunities, and I haven't caused a scene. I could have if I wanted to. And I said, you also saw her run over and give me a hug, so you know she knows who I am. Like, I'm not some guy who's going to come cause problems or, like, you know, assault somebody or something. And they said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I just want to ask a question. I'm a podcaster, and I, you know a lot about politics, and I know Sharon Bolduc, too, his wife. I have her phone number right here if you need to see it.
Wow.
And I was like, I sat next to her at an event a few weeks ago, and she said she could try to get him on my podcast, and then that fell through because there wasn't enough time, apparently, or that's what they said. And so I'm here to ask him directly, myself, the question that I would ask him on my podcast. And they said, well, we can tell you you're not going to be able to ask a question.
Wow.
And I said, you mean there's not going to be time? And they're like, well,
we're just not going to call on
you. There's probably not going to be time for you to ask a question.
For you specifically.
Yeah, exactly. And so they said, you know, this is a public...
Well, it's nice of them to actually inform you that you shouldn't waste your time being at the event.
Exactly.
Because it really sucks to wait, you know, however long this thing is, an hour long.
Yeah,
and you're listening to these politicians, you don't ever even have a chance.
Yeah, and
I guess if there's one thing I can give to them, it's that they did you that favor.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said, we can disinvite you from this if we want to. And I said, yeah, you can, but why would you? Like, there's no reason to. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything to warrant disinvitation. And then they said, well, what if we get the general on your podcast instead?
Okay.
And I said, well, I just told you, I've been through this. I have his wife's phone number, yeah. And I've been in contact with the media team, and they called me and said they're not going to have time. And mm-hmm. he said, all right, well, I'm the political director. I can get him on your podcast.
Oh,
and okay. So we exchanged phone numbers and everything, and I shook his hand right there, and I said, all right, if you can get him on my podcast, I'll just leave. I won't even go in there at all.
Sounded like a promise to me, Reed. I didn't hear the actual conversation, but it sounded like he was making a promise to you.
Yeah, and he has kept up with me. This was on
2 days ago?
Monday.
Monday, okay.
Yeah, and he has kept up with me the last couple days. But
so he's in contact with you. You're
he's in contact with me.
Texting him?
Yep.
Okay.
And I told him what I was going to ask him. I said, he has, you know, the general has said some inflammatory foreign policy remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are behind Hassan in the polls. You can't win this election without libertarian support.
Hmm.
If you want any libertarians to vote for you, you have to answer this important question.
And coming on your podcast would be a good way to do that. And, so, you know, if this does pan out, and I have no reason to believe that it will, but if it does pan out and he appears on Naturalist Capitalist with you, then that's even better than you bird-dogging him.
Oh, absolutely.
He'll be even more on the spot, and there'll be more people who care who are watching that particular answer to that question. And it'll be on the record because you'll get a good recording of it. So I hope that works out, but don't get your hopes up too much on that. It doesn't sound like you are.
So if you go to a Baltic event, ask him when he's coming on Naturalist Capitalist, because he might actually do a Q&A if I'm not there. And they might call on you.
All right, so that takes us up to speed on the Bulldog situation, right?
For the most part. If you want to go to my channel, I did just do a whole episode about this whole thing, down to why I supported Tulsi 2 years ago, what I think of her endorsing this guy, and then all the events that took place over the last few days, so go check it out.
Check him out at Naturalist Capitalist. He's on Odyssey. You can find Odyssey over at our channel, which is video.freetalklive.com. I don't like to ever just tell people Odyssey because it's always spelled differently, but if you just go to video.freetalklive.com, we'll take you right there, and then just search for Naturalist Capitalist. As we continue here, we're going to get into, we talked a little bit about Putin earlier, briefly during the discussion of the psychopathic general. Putin is now calling for martial law in some parts of what he says is Russia and what the Ukrainian government says is Ukraine. So things are perhaps going to be ramping up a little bit there, as was predicted. We'll get into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you're invited, of course, to utilize them to bring up anything you want to talk about with you in the studio. You've got Ian
and Reed Coverdale.
And the early bird discount for the tickets to Prague at the Liberty in Our Lifetime conference put on by the Free Cities Foundation. That expired earlier this month. The event itself is about to happen, but if you are a total procrastinator and somehow are in the city of Prague right now and you still want to attend this conference, you can still get tickets. I think they're closing the sales tomorrow. So you can go to lifetimeliberty.com and use code FTL20 and you'll be able to attend and see our friend and co-host Mark Edge speak at this conference, which is going to be themed about parallel structures for progress. They're going to explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can go to lifetimeliberty.com and use code FTL20 to save 20% on the tickets for the event that starts tomorrow. Once again, that's lifetimeliberty.com. And follow them on Twitter at handle LibertyIOL, like Liberty in Our Lifetime, LibertyIOL. And I'm sure they will be announcing their third year, presuming this year goes as well as their first year did. And so if you're in Prague right now waiting for the conference to start, hope you guys have a good time. Wish I could travel, but I'm not allowed to under my bail conditions. So Reed, we were talking about Putin a little bit earlier with a psychopathic general who wants to get into a full-on hot war with Russia and China. And the latest news, as reported by various different sources, but I always like to go to RT. In this case, I also have the AP story pulled up as well to get the Western propaganda side of things. But what is the RT perspective on Putin, who is now announcing martial law in the four new Russian federal subjects, as they're describing them here in the RT story? RT, of course, is the Russia Today site, RT.com, officially run by the Russian government. Russia has introduced emergency measures due to the continued threat posed by Ukraine and the need for a more efficient response to it, according to Putin this Wednesday. Speaking at a meeting of the National Security Council, Putin said he had signed several documents detailing the policy changes, reiterating accusations against Kyiv, stating that it uses quote-unquote terrorist methods, unquote, against Russia. Ukrainian forces, he said, quote, sabotage crucial infrastructure and stage assassinations of local officials. Just like their ideological forefathers, Hitler's collaborators, they try to create a criminal underworld, send sabotage teams on our soil, he explained. He claimed Russian law enforcement officials had prevented several planned attacks on, quote, mass gatherings, transport and energy facilities, unquote, including a nuclear power plant. Now, whether any of that's true, I have absolutely no idea. But the story has been that while the eastern side of Ukraine sort of tried to declare, at least part of it, tried to declare independence in 2014 from Ukraine, there have been ongoing attacks brought by the government in Kyiv against the people in these areas. And I don't think that that is made up.
No.
That seems to be pretty plausible, those claims. Have you been following any of that over the last several years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so what happened was Crimea, so a lot of people don't know this, but when Crimea was taken by Russia, no one was killed. A lot of people just don't realize that. Not a single person died. All the Ukrainian forces just left.
They left.
And since then, it's been under Russian control.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Luhansk and Donetsk held referendums to join Russia.
This was in 2014?
I think this was still 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It was toward the end of 2014.
I didn't realize they were to join Russia. I thought they were independence referendums.
No, so they were to join Russia.
Oh, okay.
And then Putin denied their entrance to Russia. And so that...
And at that point they said, all right, well, we'll be independent republics.
Yeah, so this is when the war between Kyiv and the Donbass started. Roughly 15,000 people were killed over several months.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, I forget who was president of Ukraine at the time, but Obama, Angela Merkel, president of Ukraine, and Putin, I think that's all the leaders, they all met together and they came up with the Minsk II agreement, which established Luhansk and Donetsk as still part of Ukraine, but with a heavy amount of autonomy. So basically mm-hmm. they'd have their really strong 10th Amendment that would allow them to govern themselves, but they would still be officially recognized as part of Ukraine. And after the Minsk II agreement, there was a relative ceasefire until a couple months before the invasion that just took place
mm-hmm.
when Kyiv started shelling the Donbass region again, killing a bunch of people, and then the invasion happened. So you can take from that what you want.
Martial law has now been announced, according to Putin, in the four new federal subjects, the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics and the Kherson and Zaporozhye regions.
Mm-hmm.
Their citizens voted in last month's referendums to break away from Kyiv and join Russia. Ukraine, of course, has rejected the validity of those votes. They rejected them before they even happened, rather than try to see if the votes were, you know, oversee them in some way, bring a third party in, like the UN or somebody, to, you know, try to have a certification of the votes. No, the Western world just said, no, that's a sham. We're just not going to...
Well, I don't know if these guys missed the memo or something, but the media has been telling me for the last year that election denial is fascism.
Yeah. Well, and democracy is good, except when the people that support Russia do it.
Exactly.
The four provinces that already had martial law in place when Russia accepted their bid, said Putin. The decree, which he expects Parliament to ratify swiftly, will give legal basis under Russian law for what is de facto happening on the ground, he said. In a separate decree, Putin ordered a medium action level in several other parts of Western Russia. Those include the Crimean Republic, the city of Sevastopol, as well as several other areas. The special regime gives regional officials additional authority to ensure security and rapidly react to any emergencies. The other Russian regions were put at elevated and basic levels, depending on their proximity to Ukraine. The administrations of the four regions under martial law will have a maximum level of additional authority. The governors of different parts of Russia face different challenges and need different powers, he said, to deal with them. So by no means, you know, is Russia a great free place or a government that should be cheered on or anything like that. I mean, martial law is martial law, and this life has really got to suck for the people in eastern Ukraine right now. They are in this disputed territory where you've got Russia saying this is ours, and Ukraine is going to say this is ours, and this is where the fight is going to, it seems like it's going to be focused. And that, apparently what they are doing is they're trying to evacuate people. So to their credit, they are telling people to get out, from what I understand, from these areas. They're getting citizenry, if you will, out, expecting that conflicts will be erupting. I'm not sure where they're sending them to. Maybe it's Western Russia or something like that. Further here, according to RT.com, he has instructed the Russian federal government to form a special coordination center for various aspects of the Ukraine crisis, from repairing weapon systems for the military to providing medical treatment to injured people and repairing damage sustained by towns and cities, and so on. So they're supporting the reservists by, I guess, giving them a monthly wage, blah, blah, blah. So the rest of it's pretty political, but the martial law thing is very real, and those are experiences people are going to have to deal with there.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, I'm grateful that we don't have to deal with that here. Thank goodness. You know, we don't see, luckily, nuclear war to be on the immediate horizon, as long as the U.S. can keep it in their pants, so to speak here. But you know, this can change at a moment's notice, and hopefully it won't. Hopefully the U.S. will keep out, but we know that they're sending all kinds of billions of dollars over there, billions of taxpayer dollars, printed money, to support Ukraine. They don't want to see an end to this conflict. They want this to continue because it's just more money for the military-industrial complex. They're shuffling over weapons. They're shuffling over everything but troops, basically, over into Ukraine to make this more possible.
Yeah. No, I mean, when we look at this, we have to look at it from the perspective, what can we stop doing to stop the escalation of this situation? Because the reality is we can't do anything about, you know, what's happening inside of Russia. I mean, we just physically can't.
Not unless you want to start a
unless you want to start nuclear, World War III.
Potentially nuclear war.
So, you know, what mistakes have we made up to this point? What can we do going forward to try to, you know, calm this situation down? And if you're listening to the media, you're believing that, you know, killing a bunch more people is the most merciful thing to do for some reason. Like, I mean, think of all the innocent Ukrainian civilians who have died over the last several months because of, you know, two giant governments wanting to prove a point. That's
territory.
What this has come down
this
to.
It's territory conflict.
Yeah. And so, I mean, what can we do to try to stop the escalation of tensions from happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't do anything. You know, we're just sitting here and we can talk about it, maybe hopefully change some people's minds, but ultimately it's up to these power-seeking people who have all of the incentives in the world to continue and escalate these matters, to escalate them as much as they can without getting to nuclear, right? Because then they know they could die, and that's ultimately the only thing that really stops nuclear conflict from happening is mutually assured destruction.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.